Saudi Arabia's self-declared ceasefire in Yemen goes into effect. However, its aerial bombardment of the war-torn country continued unabated ahead of the pause. Saudi warplanes bombed a medical center in Mustaba town in the northwestern Hajjah province, killing a medical worker there. The Barim district in Sa'dah province was also hit by another strike, leaving two civilians dead and two others injured. Saudi jets also pounded a district in Hodeidah province twice. Earlier, the Hamdan district in the capital Sana'a was attacked by Saudi jets, but it's not clear if the attacks caused casualties. Saudi jets also targeted several districts in Amran, Lahij, and Jaf provinces. Riyadh has already violated several ceasefires in Yemen. Saudi Arabia's onslaught has claimed nearly 4,900 lives since it started in late March.
Saudi Arabia has announced that it will begin a five-day ceasefire in its war on Yemen. But many Yemenis here have met such unilateral declaration with disbelief. They say the previous UN-declared ceasefires have not been respected by Riyadh.
We've heard about the ceasefire, but so far nothing has changed on the ground. The Saudi army continues its brutal offensive on Yemeni civilians. That's why we call on our army to continue its resistance, and we're beside them till the last drop of our blood.
Israelis have not kept their promises and agreements. Similarly, Saudi monarchs are following the same line, as both of them are carrying out the same agenda in the region.
Early on this month, the United Nations announced a humanitarian truce which was meant to be held until the end of the holy fasting month of Ramadan. The ceasefire, however, did not take hold as Saudi army forces violated its terms.
Many Yemenis say they view the ceasefire declared by Saudi monarchy as an attempt to cover up its latest atrocities on Yemeni nation and also buying time for its mercenaries in the cities of Aden and Taiz, who are suffering from great losses at the hands of Yemeni army and the popular communities.
The ceasefire announcement came after Saudi forces killed more than 100 civilians in an air raid on a workers' housing area near a power plant in Mocha town on its Red Sea coast on Friday. Human rights organizations like Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International have criticized Saudi forces for violating laws of war and not trying to prevent civilian casualties in its offensive on Yemen. Muhammad Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.